BFBS,
the Forces Station.
So, the Muppets Christmas Carol is celebrating its 30th anniversary. It's still a family favourite. What do you think makes it so popular, even after all this time?
I know, 30 years, can't believe it. Two things, actually. I think, first of all, it's the original story in the first place. So the Charles Dickens story, A Christmas Carol, is something that we've seen multiple versions of. Even, you know, Christmas films that are out this year, they're still kind of riffing on the story of A Christmas Carol, highly influenced by that story. So that story, that idea of what if you got the chance to look back on your life from the outside? What if you made different choices? The things that Scrooge is shown by those ghosts. That's really intoxicating. That's a really powerful question. So I think that's why we love A Christmas Carol. The Muppet version, of course, not only does that, but it brings in humour. It brings in music. It looks wonderful. I think the sets of that film, the production design, the costumes of that film are just so great. So it does two things. One, it honours the original Charles Dickens story that is still so influential, but also it brings that Muppet craziness to the story as well. And they do that with some just brilliant jokes and songs.
It is a really fun Christmas film. But it is also one of those that we can learn something from, like being kind and money doesn't buy happiness. How important do you think the film is in terms of being able to teach us something?
Oh, really important. I mean, so the movie's on Disney Plus, right? You can stream the movie on Disney Plus. And along with the Radio Times, they did a survey to find out what people learned from this film. What is the big lesson from this film, just like you're talking about? And the importance of sharing kindness and compassion came out on top. So this is a film where you do learn something, because we watch Scrooge, who starts off famously horrible, we watch him learn things, we watch him look at his life in flashback and in flash forward and go, actually, maybe I could change. Maybe I shouldn't be like this. It's never too late to change. So ultimately, I think it's a film about the possibility of change. A life can be made right, as Scrooge says. So it's a really optimistic story.
The Muppets are known for being very fun, quirky, but then you've got Michael Caine as Scrooge.
Yeah.
But it works so well.
Yeah, it works so well because he made a very conscious decision when he got this role to play it straight. He said, I wanted to play it like I was doing Shakespeare. The Muppets can get the laughs. They can do the slapstick. They can do the funny things. I am going to play this straight. And that's the only way you can play it. And if you look at all the human performances, actually, they're all playing it like it's a serious costume drama, which of course in some respects it is. But they're not doing it with a nod and a wink to the audience. And that's what makes his performance so powerful. That's why we buy into it. That's why it's not just a film about laughs and jokes and music. It is also a film that really resonates with us on a sort of strong emotional level as well.
Now, this story that Charles Dickens wrote all of those years ago, this was the, you know, ideal Christmas, and we kind of still try to put that on today, don't we?
Yeah, it's so influential, this story. I mean, Victorian era was really where a lot of what we know about Christmas today, that's where it began. And certainly the Christmas Carol, the story that Charles Dickens wrote, is hugely influential in how we celebrate Christmas today. Because he wanted to highlight that, I think, the side of Christmas which is about helping, which is about giving, which is about not the commercial side, not the financial side, but is about the emotional side. And that's what happens to Scrooge. You know, this is someone who learns that actually having love in your heart is really important. And that's what is so powerful about the story. That's what Charles Dickens wanted to get across. He was famously someone who wrote a lot about the plight of the poor in Victorian London. Did that in Oliver Twist and many other books as well. And he does that again here. So there is real compassion in this story. And I think that's still something we associate with Christmas today. Hopefully it is that it's not just about the presents. It's not just about the celebrating. It's actually about kindness too.
Indeed it is. But you did mention about the different versions of the story, you know, like the Disney animated film, A Christmas Carol with Jim Carrey. We've got Scrooged with Bill Murray.
Yep.
But the Muppets version, some would argue, is the best. Why do you think that could be?
I think it's because it makes it fun. That's not to say the others aren't fun. I remember, I don't know if you've seen Blackadder's Christmas Carol. That's a fun version of the story as well. but, you know, it keeps the essential elements there. So it keeps the Victorian setting. It keeps the Victorian Christmas element, all the things that we associate with A Christmas Carol, and keeps the seriousness of the story. Scrooge is a serious character. But it blends that with just how appealing the Muppets can be, with their humour, with their zaniness, with their songs. Does it in quite a tongue-in-cheek way. You know, if you think about Gonzo, who is the narrator of the story, who plays Charles Dickens, is very kind of self-reflexive and tongue-in-cheek. So that mix of the two, for me, is what makes it so exciting. It's traditional enough to keep the traditionalists happy, but also it just has that little knowing wink. It has that glint in its eye as well that makes it more modern.
You know what? I can't wait to get home and go and watch A Muppet's Christmas Carol, especially as it's the 30th anniversary. But, you know, you're a film critic. So yeah. Tell us, what do you personally love about watching this film?
I think it's the message. This is why I love Christmas films generally. But I think with Muppet Christmas Carol, it's especially strong and it's delivered especially well. It's the message of hope that we can get from Christmas films. And most Christmas films have that. Okay, there's things like Die Hard that sort of go in a slightly different direction. But ultimately, December, the Christmas season, the festive season, is a time where we tend to reflect a little bit, is a time where we get a little bit more emotional, perhaps. And the best Christmas films, A Muppet Christmas Carol definitely is included on that list, are ones that make us think a little bit about our lives and question some of the things we've done in our lives. And, you know, say perhaps we can change, perhaps we can be a bit more open-minded. And that's ultimately what happens to Scrooge, isn't it, in the film. It is the story of one night where he looks back at his life, looks forward to his future, and changes. And that's a really optimistic message.
Well, James, thank you so much for joining us on BFBS The Forces Station to talk about the 30th anniversary of The Muppets Christmas Carol.
BFBS
The Forces Station.